June the 24th, Friday. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner. Today, June the 24th, which is one of my favorite feast days, it is the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So this is a relatively new feast. It's only slightly over 100 years old at the moment, I think. And I love this feast because of how some people talk about it and apply it. So in particular, the Marist brothers in their spirituality talk about this feast, talk about the Sacred Heart of Jesus as a heart that knows no bounds. I'm just going to say that again so you can hear it. That the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a festival, a feast of Jesus' love which knows no boundaries, knows no bounds. And I just think this is an awesome way of thinking about Jesus. Jesus is someone who loved everyone, whose love knew no bounds. So we're going to think a little bit about Jesus' story that we're going to hear on Sunday in the Gospels. And actually in the story, we hear some of this unconditional love that Jesus has for people. So Jesus goes to a particular place, a particular Samaritan village, but the people there are very rude and they don't welcome Jesus at all. And the disciples get so cross and they say to Jesus as they're leaving, "Do you want us to destroy this village and all the people in it?" And Jesus rebukes them, is what the scriptures tell us. Jesus actually gets cross with his disciples for even saying such a thing. "No, don't do that." And then it kind of goes on a little bit, and you'll hear in the gospel, it's like it's a bit of a strange story. All these people who come and say they want to follow Jesus, but each of them has got something that makes following Jesus a bit difficult. And Jesus doesn't push any of them. He doesn't punish them. He doesn't get cross with them. He doesn't get irritated by them. He just allows them to be and to do whatever they are being and doing. And that's what we are called to do when we follow Jesus. We are called to love others unconditionally. So maybe we go somewhere and the people aren't that nice to us. Maybe they're a bit mean. This can happen, especially, I think, when you get invited to people's houses and maybe there's a party of some kind and you get there and then you don't know anyone or you don't know very many people and you can feel isolated. Has that ever happened to you? It's definitely happened to me. And then you can feel quite cross. "Well, why did they invite me in the first place? I don't want to go back." And then hear what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, "Let it be. It's okay. Don't get upset. It's all right. You can still love them, even if they messed up." Huh? This is one of those ideas that my kids find really, really hard, especially with each other. So we're always having these little fights because somebody hasn't done something in the house. And then one of my children, often my son, will be furious with his sisters because they've forgotten to do whatever their chore was. They get so cross. Okay, they forgot. Okay, they'll try better next time. Do you ever get so cross because someone has done something? Maybe at home, or maybe one of your friends, or they've said something, or they haven't said something. And all along, we've got this image of Jesus, whose love knows no bounds. It's not conditional. That means somebody else doesn't have to be nice to Jesus for Jesus to love them. They don't have to welcome him. They don't have to like him. He still loves them. Okay, that's really hard. We're talking about really grown-up stuff now. How to love other people even when they aren't that nice to us. How to love other people even when they're different from us, or even when we don't know them very well, or even when they live on the other side of the world. Because that's what Jesus is asking us to do. He's asking us to be loving to everyone, to always be kind, to not get upset when other people are mean. He's not asking us to go and let them beat us up. We can walk away from them. Not to be angry, but to kind of just be cool. Be chilled. Do you still use that language, kids? That's what we used to say when I was a kid and someone was all hit up. They'd say, "Just be chill about it." really means just to take a deep breath and go, oh, that's just how that person is today. And I will just let them be them and I will be me. So let's pray for this grace on this feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A heart that knows no bounds, that is open to all people. We ask, Lord, that our hearts may also be open to everyone, that we may treat others with kindness and with gentleness, and that we may be generous. Amen.